Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the IDEA podcast, brought to you by the Irish Development Education Association. I'm your host, Maximiliana Mtenga. Today, we are having a conversation about global citizenship education and the importance of inviting young people to the table. We are also going to examine how reaching young people in global citizenship education can help the sector in achieving an equal and sustainable future. Joining us is our guest, Muhammad Naeem. At 19 years old, Muhammad already has an established record in activism and began his journey in his native Clare Morris town in County Mayo. He served as a chairperson of Mayo's Youth Council and was the youngest person to sit on a county council committee when he joined the Mayo County Council Subcommittee on Climate and Biodiversity in 2021. In September 2023, Muhammad was announced as a UN Youth Delegate for Ireland, the youngest to be selected in Ireland and globally. More recently, he was appointed by the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth to the Advisory Group on Anti-Racism as an independent expert. So welcome, Muhammad. How are you today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
So you're most welcome for our podcast today. And we are going to be discussing about global citizenship education and young people. How important is it for the sector to invite young people to the table?
And thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. So, Muhammad, can you start by telling us about your early involvement in global citizenship education and how you took the plunge from student to an activist outside of your classroom while you were still in secondary school?
Yeah. So when I was 15, 16, I was in transition year, and I'm from the lovely county of Mayo, but I went to a very rural school. So my school is very focused on sports, and there wasn't any real other opportunities to get involved with anything outside of sports. And I like sports, but it just wasn't my thing. And then the pandemic came, and I was in transition year, which is meant to be my 1 year break, basically, in between my junior cert and leaving cert. And you get to do so many extracurricular throughout that year. But because of COVID, I was stuck at home, and there was no transition year for me. So then I went online, and I just saw Facebook ad for this youth organization called Mayo Corlina Dog, which is Mayo's Youth Council. And then I went to their online event. And then one thing led to another, and it just spiraled into where I am. My first introduction of global citizenship education was during that as well. I joined a program from an organization called Eco UNESCO. It was like a 6-week program on sustainable development goals. And that was my first introduction to the sustainable development goals. I'd never heard about the sustainable development goals in my school or anything. So it really taught me, firstly, it educated me about these important global goals and how I, as an individual, and how I can advocate for my peers and young people across the world to kind of work towards these shared goals because they are so important. So that like really highlighted to me what global citizenship education is and the importance of global citizenship education. And I don't think I would have been the person I am today if I didn't have that plunge, or didn't find activism, or didn't get my first introduction of global citizenship education. So I'm very lucky. I'm extremely grateful that I was able to have those opportunities without kind of any barrier. I had lots of barriers as a rural young person. When everything went online, there was no barriers of traveling to Dublin or Cork, where a lot of these cities or a lot of these opportunities are based. So yeah, that's how I took my plunge.
That sounds very interesting, Muhammad. So adding to that, in your experience working with young people, why do you think it is important now for the sector to involve young people in global citizenship education initiatives?
Thank you for the question. It's such an important question. And I think young people represent future leaders. We are the future decision makers and the influences of society. And by engaging us in global citizenship education, we can foster a generation that is more globally aware and empathetic and committed to solving global issues across the world. We see so many different things happening, world conflict, global hunger. There's a huge increase in homelessness, even in Ireland as well. So it's so important that for us as young people that we are involved in global citizenship education, and we as young people take our own initiative to get involved, because that's where we're going to learn about kind of peace building and shape a future that prioritizes global justice and sustainability. And as young people, we bring new ideas, we have fresh ideas. A lot of the decision makers, they've passed their prime, essentially. They've been in those positions for a long time. They don't have the new ideas anymore. So young people can join these different groups. There's loads of different kind of youth advisory groups as well. And young people are just typically more energetic and passionate when it comes to activism and advocacy. So it's so important for this sector, especially decision makers, to be involved with young people. Because like I said before, we are the future generation. And decisions being made today are going to directly impact us rather than the people making them. So that's why I think it's really important to involve young people in these initiatives.
Yeah, that's interesting, Mohammed. When you speak of being an activist as a young person, to me, it strikes me hugely because my experience with activism is very different in terms of how the society will translate what you are doing, how the state will translate what activists are doing. So let's say the attitude is not that positive towards activists. So thanks so much for what you have been doing as a young person. So now, as someone who has been actively engaging in various youth-led projects, how did you contribute to the development and implementation of global citizenship education policies?
Yeah, just on your point about attitudes as well, I think that's such an important point. Like even when I started my kind of activism and just like my work in global citizen education, there is an attitude even in kind of Europe or Ireland in our own society, especially among young people, especially if you are coming from a kind of a rural background where activism or something like this, advocacy, it's seen as like a foreign concept when it really isn't. So no, that is such an important point. So I just wanted to touch on that. And then how did I contribute to kind of the development and implementation of global citizenship education policies? So for the past year, I was a United Nations Youth Delegate for Ireland, and essentially what that meant was I represented young people in Ireland on an international level. So I got to travel to all these different United Nations conferences from New York to Rome, all about these different issues. And one thing I made sure to highlight in all of them is Sustainable Development Goal 4, which is quality education. And I think I'll touch on it more later. One of the examples is I was also the Deputy President of the Irish Second Level Students Union. And something throughout my years as kind of an advocate or an activist, I was advocating for kind of the Sustainable Development Goals and global citizenship education to be more involved in our education curriculum. It needs to be kind of interlinked into our education system rather than having it as like an extra subject or something on the side, because we as kind of young people and even adults, we have so many things on our plate. Like we have so many kind of different, just life is busy for so many of us. So trying to put another task on top of us, it's difficult. So what I've been constantly advocating for is global citizenship education is so broad. You can really link it into our everyday subjects like English, like geography. The SDGs are so broad, they can be really interlinked. So I met a decision maker, I would give them this whole speech, especially with the Minister for Education. And recently we saw the introduction of the climate and sustainable, or climate action and sustainable development subject in the Leaving Cert. So this was a huge win and a huge step in the right direction on kind of global citizenship education, because we haven't seen something like this before. So I was really glad to see that, and I was really glad that I had a role to play in that by my activism and my advocacy. So I was delighted to speak at the launch event about kind of how important it is for this subject, because if we're not kind of learning about this, then we're not learning about such important issues, not only in our own societies, but in kind of across the world. And one thing I will highlight is when anything global or global citizenship education, and we are talking about kind of different issues that come under that, a lot of people see it as this far away, far removed concept that like, oh, it's not affecting us in Ireland. But that is so far from the truth. And I think it's about kind of showing examples real life examples that young people can directly kind of either relate to or they can like physically see, because that's when people take action, is when it directly impacts them or they can see it is going to directly impact them.
Yeah, that's fascinating insights, Mohammed. And you just made me remember one thing about history is that most of leaders who maybe fought for like independence back in the days, and most of activists that contributed to a massive amount of change in the world in the maybe 19th century and 20th century were very young, actually. Those leaders were very young. So now that you guys are young and just like approaching to the table, even if you are not invited sometimes, volunteering to come to the table, you are doing a very important job. So like, congratulations for that. So how does the inclusion of young people in global citizenship education program and campaigns interconnect with broader sustainable development goals, and how youth practitioners position themselves to take more actions towards achieving the goals?
So overall, as a society, we're not going to know kind of how to achieve the sustainable development goals when we're not educated about the sustainable development goals, and how we as individuals and as kind of coming together can kind of work towards sustainable development, or like the 17 global goals, if we're not educated and we don't know kind of how we can achieve them. And I think a lot of people, again, kind of going back to my previous point about kind of this word global and people seeing it as a faraway concept, lack of education and us not achieving kind of the sustainable development goals, which is because of kind of the lack of global citizenship education in our schools. There's so many amazing programs out there by so many amazing organizations, but it's not that well kind of linked into our schools. And from personal experience as well, if I can relate into SDG 10, reduced inequalities, the lack of kind of education on that specific one is having a direct impact on me as an individual as well. When I started my role as the United Nations Youth Delegate, the amount of racial abuse I received about how someone named Mohammed cannot represent Ireland on the international stage, or someone that looks like me can't kind of represent Ireland on an international stage. And I was born in this country. So like, it goes down to education, and global citizenship education is where these kind of lack of global citizenship education is where these kind of misconceptions, biases, stereotypes come from. So it is so important, and I don't think people realize how directly it impacts us. And as an activist, I found it very difficult to kind of be a young person in these rooms with decision makers already. And then being a young person of color, it's like, oh my God, like, am I even meant to be here? Like, imposter syndrome. And I think people's attitudes towards me, and not everyone was like this, but I think the people who kind of, in my opinion, that were like this, I don't think they were exposed to global citizenship education programs or initiatives, or even kind of introduced to that concept or the sustainable development goals. Like, the inclusion of young people in global citizenship education programs and campaigns is so important, and it's so interconnected with sustainable development goals. Like, sustainable development goal 4 is quality education. And that's one point I always make as well, that for us in Ireland, quality education means something very different to someone in another part of the world. But for me as a young person, quality education in Ireland, we have an extremely good education system, but we are not receiving global citizenship education. So I always advocate for that, so we can truly achieve that goal as well of quality education. So yeah, that would be kind of my response.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much for that, Mohammed. And I can quite understand how difficult it can be for someone to have like two differences at the same time, like a young person that people will think like, oh, maybe they don't know much, and also young people of color as well, as you mentioned. So I think the only solution here is just for us to impress ourselves and to keep doing, and also understanding that the global citizenship education is going to take time. It's a process, but then also not to give up in terms of your ambitions, your goals, your dreams, and also making sure that you also continue taking part in the community, because there is no way you can escape this because you are also part of the community. Anyway, maybe moving forward, what is the potential of youth-led initiative in transforming global citizenship education and making it more relevant to the current generation? Now we see the rise of Gen Z, they call them. They are all over the place doing everything that they can do, trying to even change the society. Yeah, how can you tackle that question?
I think young people have so much potential. Like, even take me as an example. We are just not given the opportunity or the platform to kind of raise our voices or kind of try to fight for change. And when I did, I found a community that was kind of welcoming and kind of gave me a platform to do what I was passionate about and advocate for change. And young people have so many new ideas, so many fresh ideas. You mentioned Gen Z, that directly kind of, whenever someone says Gen Z, the next word that's going to come to mind is TikTok. And if you've been on TikTok, this is kind of across all, but a young Gen Z or young people are especially kind of leading the way on this, is using online and social platforms to really kind of raise awareness about global citizenship education, and from kind of human rights to this sustainable development goals to climate action to kind of just politics overall as well, just kind of educating young people about different issues that are going on around the world. And this is peer-to-peer learning. It's a young person talking to the camera that reaches so many more young people, and now they're educated. So I think that is really transforming global citizenship education, and it has made it a lot more relevant to the current generation, because young people know how to kind of make that link between our generation and the issue. And especially with kind of wars that are happening around the world, that is having a direct impact on kind of climate change. It's increasing so many emissions. And who's that going to affect? Young people, because we are the future generations. So even on that, like, youth-led initiatives, we've seen the climate movement, Fridays for Future, every Friday, the huge protests outside across the world, and especially in Ireland as well. And that challenged kind of traditional kind of ways of thinking and traditional models of education, because then after that, we saw a rise of kind of climate and sustainability being included in education. And young people or youth-led initiatives can make global citizenship education not feel out of touch with youth experiences. And I think if there's someone older that is creating kind of global citizenship education programs or initiatives and not involving young people, there is a huge gap there, and it's not linking it in directly with young people and young people's experiences. At the end of the day, young people learn best by kind of learning about each other's experiences, about their personal stories. And I think global citizenship education, for me anyways, it has been such an amazing tool for me to share my stories. Global citizenship education has the power to include examples and stories from underrepresented communities. And that is so important, especially in today's society, because we've seen a huge rise in kind of racism across the world. I remember a few years back in Ireland, I would have never, like, it would have been maybe one or two, like, small microaggressions met against me in my classroom, but nothing extreme, even though that is still wrong. But now it's like we've moved backwards, so backwards, when it was so different a few years ago, and we should only be moving forward. And I think young people have the power, and youth-led initiatives have the power to kind of transform global citizenship education and make it more relevant to our generation.
I quite agree, yeah. And finally, Mohammed, as we are closing this conversation, could you share your thoughts on the future of youth involvement in global citizenship education and how it can shape the sector moving forward?
Yeah, I'm just going to kind of highlight some organizations that I was involved with that have been doing amazing work. Like, IDEA is an amazing organization. I got the opportunity to attend your 20th annual conference, which was amazing. The work that you guys do is just incredible. I was heavily involved with the Irish Second Level Students Union, as well as the deputy president of the union. And it's basically, we represent secondary level students in Ireland, and at a national level. And through that, we've kind of advocated and made sure that students have a seat at the table. And now we have a seat, well, I'm no longer involved, but the ISSU has a seat at the NCCA, which is a national curriculum board, essentially. And this is the first time a student has been on that kind of board or at that table. And now we, as young people, have a say in all our education curriculums that are being made, or if they're being kind of updated, students have a say. And I think as we move on day by day, I think young people, and we are seeing it now as well, we're making huge progress. I think young people are going to be more and more recognized as co-creators of global citizenship education policies and kind of programs and initiatives, because as more young people participate in kind of policy dialogues and advisory boards on national and international levels, there's so many young people out there that are extremely active in this field. And there's so many kind of opportunities now as well for young people to get involved. All these different youth organizations, and even on kind of a government level, there is progress there to, like, with youth advisory boards, if the project is happening and they want to involve young people. I think a really good example of that is the Shared Island Youth Forum, which brought young people from the north of Ireland and the south of Ireland together to discuss shared and common problems. And like I was saying, with the rise of digital technology is only going to kind of advance even more. So I think global citizenship education will increasingly become more digitally driven, allowing kind of the creation of a global youth network, essentially. And I think lastly, just linking in with like international organizations like the United Nations, I think young people will shape policy on a global level as well by influencing platforms at the United Nations, UNESCO, and other kind of international platforms. I think mainstreaming global citizenship education in global policies and ensuring that sustainable development and global citizenship is prioritized in international frameworks is so important. And I think young people are really going to kind of drive this and shape it moving forward. And we're already seeing it today.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mohammed. Thank you so much for accepting our invitation to participate on our IDEA podcast. We really appreciate that.
No, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Many thanks for listening to this latest edition of the IDEA podcast, the National Network for Development and Global Citizenship Education in Ireland. You can learn more about IDEA by visiting www.ideaonline.ie. This episode is funded by the Irish Aid at the Department of Foreign Affairs. Irish Aid is government's overseas development program. Irish Aid also supports global citizenship education in Ireland to encourage learners and public engagement with global issues. The ideas, opinions, and comments herein are entirely the responsibility of the Irish Development Education Association and do not necessarily represent or reflect the Department of Foreign Affairs policy.